Chapter 1. Ireland, 1678. Against the dreary horizon, a two-masted ship loomed like a colossal spectre in the distance. Dark resignation splintered Belinda MacGregor's heart, plunging her into despair. The bleakness of the day, the sunless sky, and biting wind cast a shadow over her. The relentless tide dragged the dinghy further into the abyss of the Irish Sea. Waves sloshed against the sides, jostling the vessel, heightening her terror. Gripping the wooden seat, she prayed that they did not capsize and drown. A new life waited in Jamaica, a new chapter, free from judgment. A second chance at love and happiness. She was not going alone. Her young charge, Evangeline Avaness, would accompany her, and later, Evangeline's father, Gerard, would arrive. "Row steady and shore," a sailor shouted, dragging oars through the water. The sea parted her from home, from her life, the people she loved, and her family. The scent of rotting fish slathered the salty breeze, sickening her. Melancholy crippled her, the faces of family and friends searing Belinda's memory. Unshed tears burned her eyes. It was too late to turn back, but still doubt plagued her. Was she doing the right thing? The shore grew distant, the open water extending toward a mournful sky. Seawater lapped and gurgled against the oars as the men propelled it through the choppy water. Bobbing up and down, the tiny vessel stole her from the emerald island she called home and toward an uncertain future. Beset by rough waves, the craft tipped back and forth as a wind blustered around them. The bitter cold sank into her bones. Shivering, Belinda huddled into her fur-lined cloak, staring up at the sky. Weeping storm clouds dotted the horizon in the distance. The boats made an unsteady sway, and Belinda gathered her young charge, Evangeline Avaness, into her arms, hugging the little girl. Rocking side to side in the choppy sea, the craft rose and fell. Belinda fought to steady her nerves, preoccupied with falling into the frigid water. Maneuvering up to a three-masted brigantine ship, she released her breath. The men stopped rowing and glided to the ship, Bluebird. Massive and formidable, it would withstand King Triton's temper. The sailor rowing paused, rose, and shouted up to the ship, "Come in aboard!" Another sailor appeared at the painted railing. "Send a lass up first." With tears vibrating in her eyes, Evangeline shook her head side to side.
"No, Papa, no, I do not want to go. Please let me stay with you."
"Your mother is dead, child. You must venture ahead of me. Miss Lindy will protect you until I arrive."
Consoling her, he offered his hand to her. The sailor guided Evangeline to the roped ladder hanging down the side of the ship. Placing her hands on either side, she lifted a booted foot up, beginning her ascent. Halfway up, she stopped and stared back at her father.
"Keep climbing, Evangeline. I will come for you. You have my promise," Gerard shouted.
Losing any trace of composure, Belinda broke down into a wild fit of weeping.
"Belinda, please, you must not."
Gerard gripped her upper arms, passion burning in his expression.
"Trust me, my darling, trust me with your entire heart. I will come for you and Evangeline. Bluebird is a fine ship. It is well manned and is a sturdy ship. Captain Howe will see you to your needs."
Gently directing her toward the ladder, Belinda gazed at Gerard one final time. Staring up at the deck, Evangeline anxiously waited for her.
"Miss Lindy, hurry, Miss Lindy!"
Evangeline called frantically, fear ringing in her voice. Belinda fought to stifle her raw emotions. Wind whipped around her, biting her cheeks.